Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy. And you have to have that spelling correctly if you log in on Keen. It's DAISEY644478 at Keen.com for readings. Janet Thornburg at Facebook.com for prayers. Our call-in number for this show this afternoon is 646-378-1297. And again, if you're calling in Keen for a reading, please, especially if you're a new customer, to reference the radio show as Daisy, DAISEY, and my number, 644478, as a referral. And I believe we both get something. And if we don't, then I'll share minutes with you. Today, our show is designed to help us not to give up on our dreams. And it's hard. It's really hard. It's not an easy thing. Dreams and wishes and wishes and dreams are our topic today. And many people have given up on their dreams, and we get distracted by the natural in this world. We worry. Worry is a disease created by fear and unbelief, another spirit that wars against our spirit, the spirit of fear. Fear torments, even in the body, that spreads to physical and mental disorders. Realize that worry is taking from your life rather than adding to your life. Make a decision today to stop it, and I'm going to pray. Blessed Lord, we are thankful for each and every person calling and listening, our future listening. With your love, your grace, your mercy, and wisdom, you will support them and encourage them to divine destiny. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. The first wish I'd like to talk about today is God's wish. And his wish for us is found in 3 John 2, and he calls us beloved. I wish above all things, I want you to reference that all things, that you be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. God's wish for us today, above all things, is that we would be in health and prosper. So that tells you right there that disease doesn't come from him. That's not his wish for us. How do we accomplish this? By using God's process. The process is found in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And it says in that, not to be worried or anxious about anything. When we start that process in our mind, then we start creating, giving energy. You know, thoughts are energy, and they have to diffuse. The same exact wording for God's process is found in Daniel chapter 6. When King Darius signed a decree that no one could worship, and Daniel, right after reading the decree, went into his house, facing the east, went into prayer with thanksgiving. And prayer without thanksgiving is ineffective. And so the three words that I'm talking about are prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Now, supplication is a word that's not used a lot, and what it means is to put a demand on God's supply. It's like writing a check. You have a checking account or a savings account. You have to fill out a withdrawal slip to demand that money. Well, you let your needs be known to God. That's, you make a demand on his supply. And the correct way of doing it, there are 6,000 promises, 6 or 7,000, one of the two promises in the Bible. You find one of those promises that fits your situation, and then you go, okay, God, I'm coming to you based on Philippians 4:19. And that scripture says, our God shall supply all of our needs, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. God, you said you would supply, so I'm making a supplication today that I need X amount, whatever you need. And that's how you do supplication. And that's how you position yourself. Just as Daniel did, he read the decree. Now, he had every reason. We have reasons out here to get a little bit nervous or try to worry about something. He had every reason to worry about being thrown into a lion's den or into a fiery furnace. But what did he do? He didn't stop his routine. He went in, he faced east, and he started praying. He prayed three times a day. And he positioned himself, and he made a demand on God's supply of protection. And nothing happened to him in the lion's den. So prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. And I can think, you know, there's 7,000 promises of God in the Word. 7,000. So you can find one that fits your situation and make that supplication. And remember to be thankful, because prayer without thanksgiving is incomplete. Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire, the wish of your heart. That means you can't be grumpy and disbelieving and negative and I don't believe this. Well, then, you know, it's not going to work. So, but just believing is your job. And we're here to take charge of our thought life, take control of our situation through the power of God, and that's what we need to do. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls now. Hello, you're on the air.
I'd like to get off.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I got you. Okay, thank you. I got you. Okay. All right. Okay, you've been waiting a while for your wish, and it's going to happen this year. Now, you know, sometimes when you get readings, it'll give you timing because we all are, you know, live by time. We have to get up and go to work or get up and go to school or whatever our itinerary is. But you are definitely getting ready to come into it. This summer shows to be a really good time where you know it's happening. I'll put it that way, where you know it's happening. And there's action coming up very soon here. It's in the present line, so I'm going to say it's very, very close. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. You know, timing gets all of us. God's not subject to time. He created time for us for certain purposes, and we sometimes get impatient waiting for his time. Help us with that, Lord. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Oh, can you tell me what's coming up?
Sure will. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I know. It's good to hear your voice, too, and talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been dealing with something, and, well, actually, you're going to come to a resolution here. A resolution is a solution. That means that you resolve something, and you can feel patient, and that things are happening. There shows a little bit of money failure in the present line, and some emotional suffering, and there's a lot to do with your subconscious mind here. Our subconscious mind is where we carry memories of everything. You know, things that happened to you in your childhood, things that have, and for those who believe in reincarnation, past lives, that holds that information as well. So it holds the information of everything, and that's our scars, our wounds, our fears, our hurts and pains, everything. So sometimes that makes you real scattered. It makes you real nervous, and you're not sure whether to trust people. And sometimes right now you kind of feel forced in your situation, but that's going to change. There's something really good occurring here between, it says July. I got 2 7s on that, and it says you're going to recover. And God has given me the scripture of Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2 is a blessing that comes on his feasts, particularly now we're between Passover and Pentecost. Pentecost is coming up. Those are commanded feasts. And there's special blessings during that time, and recovery is one of them. That means being restored, having things restored to you that were taken from you, your joy, your health, your money, relationships. You know, we all have things that we have to deal with in this earth. You know, Jesus said we'd have trouble in this world, but not to let it get us down. We're all going to face trials, because not only does the enemy speak into our mind, but you have to be able to discern what the difference between. And that's why I do these shows, is to help people to understand that God doesn't create sickness, and God doesn't create unhappiness. The devil does, okay? And he comes through our mind. That's the only power. He's been defeated, but we have to get past his illusions, and he's a master at it. He knows how to, if he can't get directly to you, he'll get to the weakest link in your line.
Yeah.
So it looks to me like there's a special blessing coming up for you in July, and that you're in the process of recovery, and things will start getting better for you.
Okay. What about my love life? Okay.
Love life. Okay.
Panamans, because I have no name.
You don't have to have a name.
All right. Good.
Okay. Well, are you thinking about somebody in particular right now? I've got a choice coming up between somebody from the past and somebody new.
Just somebody from the past.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it should start happening. It should start happening. Actually, Venus is in a good placement this month, and this the whole year in numerology term comes up relationships. That's your relationship with your spirit and God, and relationships in the world, and personal relationships. So the fact that we're in the month of May, it should start turning for the better this month, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. God bless.
You're welcome.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am great, thank
good.
You. This is
good.
A really great show, a lot of good information. Thanks.
You're welcome. That's what we need to do. You know, that's tithing, too. When you share good information with somebody, you're tithing. And so I'm tithing, and I went to a lot of schools and took a lot of different classes and different things with metaphysics and meditation, and I just want to share what I have with everybody, and I hope everybody can get quicker to a peace with a view.
Well, I certainly appreciate you.
Thank you. Okay, action's coming up for you, and it's in the present line, and it's something you're going to love, but you're going to have harmony, and there is a trip coming up here, road trip, coming up on a trip.
Great.
Yeah. Things that you're doing right now, whether you know it or not, you probably do know it, but you're creating a good energy around yourself. You might be not where you want to be, but you're creating a good energy to lift you up so that you can lift yourself out. And it says be careful how you this is a card that analyzes, but sometimes we just can't get an answer, you know. So pay attention to what you're analyzing. Also your dreams. There's some message, a spiritual message coming to you. Now, that could be from the spirit world. That could be someone who's left. But there is a message coming up. And those are your last two cards on that one.
I don't know what to do about the dream situation. I realize it might be in the afternoon. I realize, oh, my gosh, I dreamt about, and then it's gone. I'm not sure how to hold on to those dreams.
Okay, well, what I'm getting here, I just turned cards on it as you were speaking. You are probably, you got the card of analyzing, so don't overanalyze that. This is going to be something that you can't forget.
Okay.
You know how something will touch you and you just can't forget it?
Yes.
I'm talking about something. Sometimes we focus on our pain too much. You know, we focus on the pain that's happened to us. And that's another tricky voice that comes to us in our minds. We see that the emotional center will start processing someone that let you down or broke your heart or was abusive. The pains in life. It keeps playing those tapes over and over and over again. That's why God asks us to renew our mind, to be transformed. Because the emotional center, if you're not in control of it, it's got you. And it'll create you and force you to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm going to be heard here. And so
<Yeah.
laughs> this is going to be such a memorable event, you won't be able to forget. I mean, you might be speechless for a bit, but and it's positive. It's very, very positive. Change is coming up for you real quick here. So it looks to me like you're ending a residence and getting a new one.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm not even going to ask you when. I'm just going to look forward to it.
Oh, that's good.
That?
That's the way what we're
yeah.
supposed to do. You know, we're really, 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 really troubled by our thoughts sometimes. So God bless you. Thank you for calling. And good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bless
you. Thank
you.
Okay. Here's what I do. I have these little affirmations, and some people call them confessions, but this is something you want to do for yourself when you're down and out. You go, I refuse to be cast down or discouraged. I'm a conqueror, more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. I will praise God, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Satan and sickness are conquered and controlled, cast down and cast out, thrown into the depths of the sea, never to return to trouble us again. I speak to every demonic entity of darkness and command them to return to their overlord, Satan, and tell him they have failed in their mission. Thank you, Lord, for enabling us in faith to prevail over all of our adversaries. And that's the kind of mind pattern you need to keep going, and you'll see things change because you know you have the authority. You're a child of God. God loves you. Remember that his wish for us is to be in health and prosper, none of this other stuff. And that doesn't come from him. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
It's Hello? Kim. Okay. What can I do for you, Kim?
I guess just a general reading
okay.
to what the dreams and wishes.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I love that scripture, Psalm 37:4, that God will give you the desires of your heart. That's your deepest wish.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to tell on you.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. No, it says your deepest wish is to be with the right person in life.
Yes.
And you're going to get that. That's what I mean by telling on you. And there is a relationship you will abandon to do that. It's going to come to a complete fruition here within the next 2 months. You're getting ready to have an adventure and more time with a special someone.
Mm-hmm.
And in the career line, it's saying that you're very skillful at what you do, but you have adversaries. You have a couple of people that are, you know that you're good
mm-hmm.
at what you do and you're quick with it, and they're not as quick, and they're a little bit jealous here. So, but you're
right.
protected from it. Just know you're protected from it, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
That if they weave webs, they're going to be caught in them. You know, I once said in a church setting and about putting yourself in a mirror.
Yeah.
And afterwards somebody said to me, don't you think that's retaliation? I said, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that junky stuff that's coming at me, so I just put myself in the mirror and it goes back wherever.
That's good. I love it.
And that's what you do. You put yourself in a mirror
that.
When people
yes.
are sending negative thoughts towards you and their hate angers. And the Bible calls them hate arrows or arrows that fly by day. That's what
mm-hmm.
people send, you know, people that are envious of your position. I mean, this is how this whole thing got
yeah.
started in the first place. Lucifer was
right.
the most beautiful angel in heaven, but he decided that he could do a better job than God, and he envied God's position, and he took one-third of the angelic realm and started a war in heaven, and God created people on the earth, and the whole thing started. He knew what was going to happen from beginning to end.
Right.
He knew that Adam and Eve were going to sin.
Mm-hmm.
He knew.
Exactly.
So
yep.
there's this whole process, and when we go through God's process, he lifts us out of this negative energy. And he tells us that many in the Bible, many are the afflictions of the righteous, and the righteous are those who believe in Jesus, not so much that
mm-hmm.
their works. Okay, it's just what Jesus
okay.
did for us. But the Lord, it goes, I love that but word, but the Lord
uh-huh.
delivers them out of all of them. So he'll get us out of everything. I like
yes,
that word because
will.
It means it's going to change. It looks mm-hmm. bad right now, but there's an avenue here. And he will deliver us out of everything.
Okay, good.
Looks like you're going to get your heart's wish this year, dear.
Nice, finally.
Yeah. I know you've waited a long time, but guess what? It's going to happen this year.
Yes. Oh, good.
God bless you.
Good deal. I appreciate you.
Thank
Happy
you.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Thank
Day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
That's it. Father, I want to pray for all mothers out there. Mothers that have been mothers. Mothers that are mothers now in this crazy world, that you'll give them a special blessing tomorrow. But I know you call for your women to pray to you. There are scriptures that let the women come and lament, speak what's bad that's going on and what's hurting their hearts. And I know that you love us, and we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name. I hope everybody has a wonderful Mother's Day tomorrow. Mothers do not have an easy job. It is not easy. And you don't, you know, I don't think you're ever really prepared for it. You just kind of go, okay. All right, here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Let's see. Music, luck, and love. In that order.
What was that middle one?
Luck. And the last
oh,
one
okay.
was love.
I thought I heard the word lust. I was going to give you... No, you don't want to go too far into that. I'm glad it's luck, okay? All righty. Okay, your first card is the Ace of Wands, and in this deck I'm using the Sacred Circle, gets all around everything. It's your creative side, which you asked about music first, and I think music
mm-hmm.
is your creative side.
Mm-hmm.
And you, up to now, you've run into a lot of rivalry in your music career. You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you analyze it quickly. You analyze it quickly. And it just seems to be probably your challenge. So you need to get above that, not let that affect you, you know, let roll off you like water off a duck's back. Not let them drag you. Let it be their problem, not your problem. You do have an action coming up, and I have 2 weeks on this for maybe a music event or a gig.
Well, we're going karaokeing in 2 weeks, but that doesn't count.
Well, I see an opportunity, so we'll see. Maybe somebody will hear you at the karaoke and, you
oh,
know,
okay.
want to engage. So, okay.
Okay,
let's look at luck. Well, you've gone through some money karma this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you do good managing with what you have. But you have to kind of get out of a rut that you've been in. And I see you being able to do that. I see action coming on that, putting money in the bank. And I have it too. That could be, it's in the present line, so it could, and it has the material card over it, so it's got to be a good win or a good windfall of some kind.
That's good.
Okay. You're going to have a decision to make about where you're at now, leaving where you're at. And it is on the career
mm-hmm.
line, so I'm going to say that's your job. But something is going to surprise you that's going to make you happy with a job offer, a different avenue.
Can you pinpoint what industry it's in?
Yeah. I'll try.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, it's going to develop. It's going to show up here in two. Again, the same timing on that, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months at the most. I'm going to say it's construction because it's building. It's building things, making things.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And everybody always asks, are you ever going to go back into construction?
You would be in the office part, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well,
and it looks like
it
the office part, not that you're building anything. It's the kind of work it is. I mean, the company. But you would be
in
admin stuff, administration. Okay.
No, that's what I went to school for. I went to school for construction. And people ask me in interviews, they say, oh, are you going back into it? I'm like, no, I'm not ever going back into it. But I'm like, that's funny.
You know, and the Bible tells us that we will have these points. Remember, Jonas did not want to go into this particular, into Nineveh. He did not want to go there. He didn't like those people. He didn't want to go preach to them. And this is all symbolic. He was 3 days in darkness in the belly of the whale, and the Bible says, and that meant that nothing went right for him. It was like he was buried under something. He was just overwhelmed. So I don't know. Maybe this is your. It shows you being extremely happy there.
It may be good. Then I can.
It's like you can be your own person. You're not answering to anybody.
Yeah.
As long you're just putting stuff in the computer, or you're putting stuff in front of your boss. But you're not. Nobody's bothering you. It's like you're in ad. You're running it. You're just doing
that's
what you
awesome.
Need to do. You know, you're
that's
like
my
a
kind
free
of job.
Spirit.
That's my kind of job. No, all that
okay.
estrogen is driving me nuts. Now love life.
Well, see, God's giving you your dream here. Okay.
And love.
Love. Okay. There's action coming up on that. It's a man in your present life. He's already here. And both of you need courage because I think you restricted each other from really expressing what each other would like to express
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. But that's in the past. I mean, it's a passing influence thing. It's not going to be there. There's not going to be the battle that there was. And there's good movement coming on that.
I know exactly what you mean by that. It's funny you say that because I was thinking about that earlier. I'm like, I don't want to be scared to say what I really want to say to him. You know what I mean? So it's
yeah.
funny you say. Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm going to start saying what
I
want to say.
Good luck with that. We'll keep you in our prayers, okay?
All right. Thank you, and have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Yeah, you too. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. You know, I just want to reiterate this prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. In Daniel chapter 6, after he heard that what was going to happen, what the decree was going to do, that no one was allowed to pray. They were going to be, you know, thrown in the fiery furnace or in the lion's den. He kneeled on his knees 3 times a day, prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. He didn't change a thing. And they saw him, and they, you know, the people that hated him, and we know the story. He got thrown in the lion's den, and he came out unscathed. He wasn't harmed. And also in Philippians chapter 4, those same three things are mentioned. And that God, the God will give us peace if we do these things. And we certainly need peace right now with the way that things are in this world. And I am praying for our country. And I'm praying for people that work with the leaders of our country to help them see what the people really need. And I think we're going to get somewhere. So we'll just keep praying. I trust God above all things. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. This is Teresa.
Okay, hi, Teresa. Nice to hear from you. Okay, let's look at your dreams and goals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my patient that I've been doing part-time with, he's dying now.
Oh.
They only give him 24 hours, so I need to know about a job. And leave.
You know, that's hard. I mean, I've done that work. I funded myself through college and as a caregiver, and I'm a caregiver for my daughter. But it's really hard when you work with somebody for a long time and then they tell you, you know, well, you know. I mean, I don't know about you, but after you do it for years, you know. There's a grayness in their aura.
Yeah, just being there 3-4 hours a day, you still get close to them.
Yeah, you do, and so I show that, you know, you do. That's what I mean. You miss them, and you hate to see that go. But
yeah.
We pass from death into life when you belong to Jesus. You pass from death into life.
I'm sure he misses his wife, so he's gonna go be with her.
Yes, he is. She's gonna be waiting for him.
Oh,
she's waiting for him. Yeah, I show that. Okay, now for you, I showed, you know, that's a little tinge. You've been through a lot of emotional suffering yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when that comes on us, we need courage, and it's hard to have courage when you hurt. But you have a strong guardian angel around you, and stability's coming up for you this year. You have a potential. Your true potential is going to come out. So you are going to find something that's going to be stable. I don't think it's in caregiving.
Well, good, because I don't think I can go through that. I wonder what it will be in. Come on.
Well, I'm getting ready to get into that. There's, it's a place that you've been done this type of work before, and they want you to teach your skills. So you're going to come in like, you'll be doing some work, but you're going to be teaching people.
That's what I thought last week. That's just what came to mind last week. I thought, do you reckon they'd want me to do that? I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Great minds think
and it shows to be good money. And, you know, I mean, when you're not training, you're going to be doing what you know, your skill, what you know how to do.
Yeah.
But it's like you're going to be fine-tuning, and just a little, you know, we can always be fine-tuned.
Oh, yeah.
We can always get a little better, a little better, a little better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a change is coming very quickly. I have something in 8 days for a job.
Oh, good.
And, yeah. And
what
I still see... I still see recovery for you in your healing. You know, some people think it has to be instantaneous, but some problems we have were years in the making. And so it's going to take time for complete recovery. But you're on the road to recovery. And a deep, deep wish that you want is coming true for you this summer.
Oh. See, he don't want me to go back to that job that I think you're pertaining to. He don't want me to go back there, but he don't want to help me either. So, because I said,
well
you
guess
keep
what? Survival mode will take over.
Yeah.
Just trust God with what's being presented to you, and you know, he probably has reasons for thinking that way, but it doesn't look like it looks like a good opportunity, you know.
So it will be the one at a distance.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't have anything like that around here that not pertaining to printing.
Okay. But it looks like a really good opportunity. And there's a move. There is a move coming up, but it was in the future and a deep heart wish this summer. So I would just go with what God said. I mean, we can think something's not good for ourselves or somebody else, and you know, it's like we don't always understand God's nose, you know, why you can't go a certain place or do a certain thing. Maybe there was something bad going to happen, you know. I mean, there's things he saves us from we don't even know about. You know, maybe you're stuck in traffic. You'd have made that turn 5 minutes sooner, you would have been in a car wreck. So it's things like that, you know. You just really got to go with the flow and trust God to lead you. And he sends his angels to guide you into your next move, and that's what I'm seeing here. Okay.
Well, I thought if they give me the amount of money that I need, then I'll know that it's the right move.
Then that's what I'm seeing. They're going to give you the money that you need.
Oh.
It's not
okay.
In caregiving. Caregiving
no.
is helping you, but it's not supporting you.
No. It's killing me, too, because I feel their pains. I feel all that.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
I'm empathic, too. I can feel that stuff. It's like cool child teach when I go in a hospital.
It's like
I have to really shield myself when I worked in them to keep that off of me, you know. So it's not easy.
Oh.
Okay, well, we'll keep you in our prayers, and thank you for calling.
Oh, please do. And you have a happy Mother's Day, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? I guess you're a listener. Okay, that's fine. You're welcome to listen. Okay. So, actually, you know, I talked to someone who made a statement to me that they felt like Christianity or religion you from enjoying your life, tried to tell you how to think, tried to tell you how to live. That's not it. That is not it at all. God told us in the Old Testament, I lay before you this day blessings and cursings, and he hopes you choose blessings. But if you don't, you're more than welcome to choose cursings. We make our lives up by the way we think, and God is here to rescue us, and he wants to rescue us from all uncleanliness. He wants to rescue us from everything that's separated us from our good. He doesn't want you to suffer illness, famine. He wants you to live bountifully. He wants you to enjoy everyday life. God doesn't mind you having a cocktail or enjoying good food, a barbecue, and enjoying yourself. He doesn't. It's all things in moderation. It's when those things own you, that's when it's a problem. You know, it's like if you don't own your emotions will own you. And so we know that God has a good plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11. And I want to say, gracious Lord, your plans for each and every one of us are always good. You plan peace for us, not evil. You have a hopeful, blessed future in mind for us. And we need you to help us with your grace to overcome and be delivered from the power of darkness by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for your dear son. And your word is our manual for life. It brings us peace. It brings us good cheer because you can be revealed in it. You know, I know you speak to us in the word. Many, many times I open the Bible and just see where I land. And 99.9% of the time it is concerning the issue that I'm dealing with. So I've given you the keys today, which is let all your requests be known to God in prayer. Be thankful that you're out of the elements, and be thankful that we're in the United States of America, because a third world country, we wouldn't have these privileges. And supplication is a demand on a promise out of the word. Find something that fits your situation and go, I'm coming to you, Lord, based on Philippians 4:19, 23rd Psalm. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And remember, fear is your enemy, and no one's trying to tell you how to think. We're just trying to tell you, when you think badly, how to capture it and how to recover and how to restore yourself back to what God intends for you. But he's not going to force you. He's not going to force you whatever you free will. So he wants you to accept his love and love him because you love him, not because of what he can do for you or anything else, just because he loves you. I love you. I hope everyone has a very, very nice Mother's Day weekend. And be safe out there. Enjoy your life. And remember, guilt doesn't come from God either. Conscience does, not guilt. Guilt from the devil. We'll learn to overcome him. Looks like I have another caller here. Let's try this. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day.
Would you like a little reading?
You know,
okay.
I was starting to wonder what I should ask for, but I was thinking about those kids, our kids, and then I was thinking about just been having some dreams about the girls, you know. Strange ones, ones that don't make sense, you know. So I'm hopeful reading from that.
Well, all three of your first card are mental thought, and you're verifying that as you speak, that both of you are really thinking strongly about the future and what's going to occur here. And so some of it's stressful, but the stressful part's laying over the money line, over money, stressing over money.
Yeah.
Stressing over money will keep you there. You need to abandon that thought. And realize that God wants you to have an abundant life, and he will lead you to a door. He will lead you to a door. A door will open, or you'll get the idea. And all of us are experiencing dark emotions because of the world we're living in right now. It's very, scary, and there's potential to worry about a lot of things, you know, and but God said these times would come, so we have to trust in him. So you're going to get free recovery of this. You're going to get free of this worry. And it looks like somebody is going to help you through it. Actually,
yeah.
Two people.
Well, small amount of work on a video. He's out working on it right now.
Oh, good.
And the girls are, I pulled my back out carrying the girls through the snow. I was letting them play in the snow, and I pulled my back out. I hurt it, you know, and I've been in pain. And just, like, just iced it. And, you know, I've just been kind of
yeah.
A little tight, you know.
I'll tell you something. I did that myself just recently. I pinched my finger and then I pulled a muscle. I was out there digging up brown, and then, you know, we just came out of winter, so a few months there that I hadn't used those muscles. But I'll tell you what, deep rub, doTERRA's deep rub, or their oil or their cream, you would be surprised how well. And massaging the area too. But try between hot and a good anti-inflammatory is turmeric spice. Just sprinkle it on some chicken and or put it in some soup. And that helps the inflammation. And keep rubbing the area, getting circulation to it, and try hot and cold compresses. That'll take down.
Yeah.
And I will pray for you, okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to stoop with my back and pick up good. And, yeah, both of us have had finance.
Well, it's not easy being a mother. You know, mothers don't, it's like, I love those commercials on TV where it comes in and says, I need to take a sick day. Well, when can a mother take a sick day? And I had one time at the Council of Churches, they were talking about this one particular denomination says, well, if you have to keep the Sabbath, I'd go, how can a nursing mother keep the Sabbath? Keep the Sabbath in your heart. You know, you keep the Sabbath in your, if your heart's right with God, you don't have to worry about all that other stuff. Jesus fulfilled all that law for us. We need to relax and let God take the lead. That's what we need to do. Okay? God bless you. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Okay. All right, folks, we are running out of time. I am so grateful for everybody that called in today. I feel really good about the show. And what we're doing and what the purpose is. And Father, I want to thank you in Jesus' name that you will put peace in all of our hearts, all of those listening, all of those calling. And because we all know that our sins are washed away and they don't, it's like they never existed because Jesus, our Savior, took them away. We're no longer under any sentence of condemnation for our sins. We should not let our hearts be troubled by accusations or slanders of other people. We are accepted in your sight and we're in right standing and we praise you for it. Okay, folks, I will see you next time. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, safe Mother's Day. And I will let you know when we have the next show. Be at peace and go with God. Amen.